Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about an ugly phenomena that's sweeping the nation, and that is Donald J. Trump's presidency is making people sick. Many doctors have taken notes, and some are calling it PTSD, President Trump Stress Disorder. Not to be confused with the much more serious post-traumatic stress disorder. That is a condition afflicting those that have survived a past dire or life-threatening experience. This new PTSD is a condition that afflicts people who worry about a future they may or may not survive. Victims find themselves alternately scared and anxious and shocked and alarmed and surprised and angry and confused and amused and amazed and nervous and depressed and worried and that close to eye-gouging panic in order to determine whether or not you are suffering from this debilitating disease. Please note the following symptoms. These are the top 10 symptoms of President Trump stress disorder. Number 1, recurring nightmares. Most involve a second or third term. Number 2, flashbacks to a simpler time when Trump was a goofy reality TV star. Number 3, you find yourself saying to no one in particular, imagine the reaction if Obama had done that. Number 4, a steadfast refusal to watch the news, too much like enabling him. Number 5, for no apparent reason, you start screaming at Alex Trebek. Number 6, whenever somebody mentions November 8th, you begin to weep and or pull hair from your head. Number 7, intense feelings of guilt for just not liking Hillary enough. Number 8, hearing his name makes you put your hands over your ears and go la 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 la. Number 9, you find yourself saying to no one in particular, imagine the reaction if Hillary had said that. And finally, number 10, confronted with a difficult choice, you respond, oh, what difference does it make? The hell with it. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst. The hell with it.